This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Local police expect dozens of Saturday's No Kings protests countering President Trump's military parade in D.C. to be peaceful. But CPR's Haley May reports local lawyers anticipate clashes.
Police often draw the line when groups block traffic, allowing engagement regardless of whether protesters are peaceful. But federal law says they can't use violent force against that kind of nonviolent misdemeanor. Here's Denver personal injury lawyer Burke Baumgartner.
This is the very heart of American protests. No protest during the civil rights era did not impede traffic.
DPD changed crowd control tactics in 2020 to include longer warnings after a dispersal order. Outside of blocking traffic, dispersal orders are given if there's a danger to the public. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado Senate Republicans have unanimously selected a lawmaker from Alamosa to lead their caucus. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Senator Cleve Simpson will replace the former minority leader, who resigned his office earlier this week to lead a conservative nonprofit. Simpson said he wants to focus on affordability, safe communities, and helping businesses thrive.
The challenges are pretty immense and steep. Colorado deserves a strong voice from our perspective.
While he's clear about pursuing Republican priorities, Simpson also works well with the other party. The Democratic Senate president called him one of his best friends and said he's professional, patient, and has a lot of wisdom. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
If you were looking for a hot and summery weekend, you have got it. Highs of 90s across much of the Front Range and Western Slope, low 80s in the mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.